spiraling, overwhelmed, underwhelmed, subwhelmed, anti-whelmed, everything from massive leaden boredom to a blindsided shotgun blast of surprise, caught off guard. Once you go this other way, there's no going back. Once you understand what Richard Tabnick or Lee Konitz is doing on the saxophone, there's no way you'll be able to listen to phraseology that matches up in a strict short units. You'll become cantankerous with anything less. Like Brahms, who snapped at a critic who said his first symphony seems influenced by Beethoven. Any ass can tell you that. There are outright Beethoven quotes in the first symphony, on purpose. He did not suffer fools lightly. Got his subwoofers all up in a dander, sparking. Then you forget how to sleep. So many little buggy things on my mind. You try to shake it out with, like an etch-a-sketch. But the image just keeps reappearing, orbiting. Orbiting like your own personal asteroid flying around your head like gnats. As prevalent as umlauts in the New Yorker, subliminal subwoofers, and the whole place looks like it's going to come flying apart. Our house, the contents of which, so cluttered, only seconds, microseconds away from scattering into complete disarray. I paint houses, and I see houses where this has happened. Complete, disorganized universes. The forces have disassembled, broken down. Magnetism reversed.